It's time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now here's Carol.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Got my arms, got my legs, I got my freedom. And kind of, we're still here in the Republic of Hawaii, so you just never know what's going to pop up on your doorstep tomorrow, the way we're going. But anyway, it's election time. I hate to remind you of that, but this is where you get to do what you've done all these years, vote for the same people, and then come back and bitch about them not doing anything. So it's kind of nice watching it happen. But, you know, that's what happened in an educated society where we rationalize everything and, you know, how it is. It's just, we can't just look at something and say, that guy is not good for society or humanity. And how did he, who left the door open? We don't do that. We politely vote them in. So much for that. But I'm fortunate today to have Eric Ryan from HIRA, Hawaii Republican Assembly. And Eric is one of those people that does not bite his tongue, has no need to, because he has no more left. He's bitten it so many times. But and for those of you out there, especially that from that Republican ilk that have a tendency of running to the internet and putting up a website and attacking me for having him on my show, save your ink, save your hard drive and all that, because I really don't care. You know, we have a right to say and speak, and if you find that we say something that's false, then for sure, write us, let us know, let me know, but don't go out and build a website like you've done, and Carol, if you had any sense about you, or if you were a righteous man, you would never have had him on your show, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. And that kind of reminds me of what my grandfather used to say. When you own the plantation, boy, they own you. And when you're off the plantation, they still think they own you. So we're going to talk about some good things today. And speaking of good things, let me just share something with you that keeps me going. People say, what motivate you? Well, here's what motivate me. See, the system, as much as we complain about it and the various agencies and all, I had an interaction, two interactions yesterday with the police department, and they were positive. I didn't get shot. I didn't get choked out. Didn't get arrested. And the first one was I have to tell this story because I think the police department get just hammered and get accused of doing things that are, you know, you're going to have a bad apple or a bad decision. Sometimes it's not that the officer is just a bad player. Maybe it made a poor decision. So anyway, yesterday I'm driving down the street and I see a wallet lying in the street. So quickly I turned and picked it up and then found a phone number in it and called nobody. So I thought the quickest thing, when I saw the contents of this wallet, I thought, this person does not live on this island and clearly on another island. This person is probably going through hell right now because he got to get back on the plane, he or she, if that's the case, and go through the security and all of that, and my goodness, and then all the credit cards and phone numbers and all of that, and just, I mean, checkbook, you name it. And I went back, this was in Kalihi, and then immediately I went back and held a policeman down, and Officer Larson, and immediately gave him the wallet. And to make a long story short, he recognized, he could have just put it in the evidence and waited and gone back to the station and logged it in and what have you, and not understood the importance of it, but he did. That's why they hire human beings in these positions rather than computers that just drive around and shoot you when you're violating. So there's an element of humanity. So this officer took possession of the from me, and the owner of this, who lives on the Big Island, I had called, and I finally talked to him, and immediately this officer recognizes the importance of getting this gentleman's things back to him in an orderly fashion and not being logged as evidence or logged as lost and found. And so that's one. And the officer's name was D. Larson. And so when you see him, say hello and wave at him. Don't curse him. you know, that's just the way it is. So the next one, out there at Sand Island, we've had a horrendous problem taking place. Sand Island Park. There's a gentleman that repeatedly for months now have gone through and taken his dogs on the walk, so to speak, and the dogs are ripping and killing cats. Day before yesterday, the dogs came through and killed three cats, and these are cats that are in the trap, new to release. I'm not offering this for a debate about what you believe about anything, but the police department came. It wasn't dismissed because it was a cat or an issue, and they came, and this officer, these two officers, I want them to come and respond to everything because they were timely, professional, and that was an officer Will Lau. So when you see them, be kind to them. They could be under stress, or they may be forced to go and cover for Jeremy's friends who just robbed a bank or something, you know. So don't be hard on them. But anyway, thank you, Honolulu Police Department. Just thought I'd share. And both of these incidents came from the Kalihi station. So that's, again, thank you. And the gentleman got his wallet back, and all is good. So, and as the gentleman say, may God bless me. And I'll part with this. You're already blessed if you have the ability to find a wallet and decide immediately that it belongs to someone else and never ever think about, to describe a religious term, borrow that. That is a blessing where you're not confused. It never enters my mind, or should I, should not. See, that's a blessing. So those of you that say you're going to be blessed, that's why I don't gravitate to that kind of discussion. You're blessed to be able to make that decision, because that's what good people do. So anyway, Eric Ryan.
Good morning to you.
Speaking of good people, how have you been?
Been terrific. It's so good to see you again there, Carol.
And I noticed I didn't see any bullet holes in your back and or the front, and you seem to have all your continuity in your facial makeup.
Most of the knife wounds have healed. Thank you. We've survived.
And I was going to try getting you earlier, but again, the reason I didn't have everything together.
And no, sure.
Then this is it's election.
I hear there's something happening on Tuesday.
Yeah, supposedly an election, but it sounds like with Hanabusa already saying, I'm going to take that seat, and former saying, I thought I read somewhere where he stated in the newspaper, and I could be wrong, that he was going to go into the private sector or something. He was resigning, and then, voila.
Impeccable timing.
But it just so happened Hanabusa asked him to come and become her, you know.
Well, that's just special.
And I thought, oh, my goodness, you know. So it was acts like that I thought, it's time to call in Erica, because should have done it earlier. And I've made overtures of reaching out to Gene Ward to have him on the show, because I had his opponent, Colin Ross.
Yes.
And Gene Ward blew me off, as he usually do. But, you know, you being a Republican.
Yes.
Other than kissing his butt, what do I have to do to get him to come in on the show?
How much did you donate in the last election cycle? Zero? Okay. I'm starting to see the problem. No. Mm-hmm. There's probably a belief, Carol, that you speak to a certain demographic, which is angry, disenfranchised, and will never take career politicians seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could probably come on here and say nothing that would ever impress what he probably or his people believe are your listeners.
And he doesn't say anything that impressed me anyway.
Well, I think what you're trying to pivot to is what he wants most people to forget, which is that, you know, I mean, Republicans in the D.C. all voted 100% against Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
But 100% of the Republicans in Hawaii, excluding Sam Sloan, but all of them in the State House, voted for Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
and creating that wasteful connector exchange, which cost, what, $250 million that we'll never see again, thanks to thoughtless votes by people who are fake Republicans.
Do me a favor. Yeah. First of all, just a bit of a little background because some people don't know. But also talk about your hero website. And I think some people say it's all bad, but I think it's great to have other views rather than have them there and then try to skirt around them and ignore them. Yeah. It serves to only dumb up people.
Well, thank you. As quickly as I can, HIRA is short for Hawaii Republican Assembly, and we're located at HawaiiRepublicanAssembly.com on the interwebs. Mm-hmm. And on Facebook, you can look us up as HIRA Action or Hawaii Republican Action, which is our super PAC. Anyway, we formed as a subsidiary of the National Federation of Republican Assemblies about 6 years ago. And a lot of us, speaking of people who are disaffected, who are real Republicans, we like to believe, conservative ones that don't buy into the, you know, establishment line on every issue, we felt we were being misrepresented by the Hawaii Republican Party, which is extremely liberal, in fact, officially neutral on issues, which is hard to believe. And so we formed HIRA, Hawaii Republican Assembly, so that Republicans in Hawaii could have a voice on issues, on how the party is run. And we have a lot to say about Democrats. We have a lot to say about fake Republicans. And mostly we have a lot to say about why Hawaii is not the utopia that you'd think it would be after 62 years of one-party rule by the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what drives us, is a desire to fix Hawaii for everybody. But we know we can't fix it until our own party is in order. And so really, we spend most of our time trying to, you know, address and educate and persuade people about solutions that would be better for Hawaii. But it keeps coming up that we have to talk about the fake Republicans that disappoint our side, the 62 years of Democrat rule that's led to half of people in Hawaii living paycheck to paycheck. So if you can call that a nutshell, that's in a nutshell what drives us here at HIRA.
So what would you attribute the most of the lack of Republicans in our state government, and then as well as the national level?
Sure.
Can you share some of your insight or what you folks are concerned
with? Thank you. That's my favorite question to answer, and I didn't set you up to ask me that, but I really appreciate it. I really.
Well, thanks for the $10.
Yeah, I'm sliding it to you right now. Why isn't Hawaii Republican? Okay, a lot of folks don't realize we used to be Republican. 62 mm-hmm. years ago, we were. Now, I wouldn't say that we were a great party then. We weren't doing a great job of running Hawaii, and that's how the Democrats in one single election were able to overthrow Republicans, because we were doing a terrible job.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the arguments Democrats made to unseat us 62 years ago, they're the identical arguments that our party here in Hawaii, the Republicans, could be making to convince people to throw out the Democrats. We're not making those arguments. So that brings me to the direct answer to your question, why aren't we winning in Hawaii? Mm-hmm. Why are we doing so poorly? We are deliberately, and HIRA proves this over and over again with our reporting to people who subscribe to our newsletter at the website, that our party's infiltrated by liberals, closet Democrats, people we call rhinos, or Republicans in name only. And they've turned us into, I think the new term is PINOs, P-I-N-O, party in name only. And, you know, we're not actually fighting for what we believe in, and we're not trying to win. So what I want to address by answering you is we're not losing because Hawaii is this forever blue state.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to win. I would challenge anybody to tell me if you've ever seen one TV commercial at any time from the Hawaii Republican Party saying why people should vote Republican or even why people shouldn't vote Democrat. One full-page ad, one radio ad. They are silent. And every columnist and reporter that writes columns in every newspaper and website backs us up on that. That there's complete radio silence and TV silence and Internet silence from this party that doesn't want to win. So they have locked up the ballot access for anyone that wants to run as a Republican. They have to go through them. Every candidate, barring maybe a handful, are set up to fail because there's no organizational help. There's no money. They put all their money into like expensive overhead and buying some building suite of offices. So they have no intention of winning. So for anybody who's just driving down the street thinking, yeah, Republicans will never win here, it's always going to be a blue state. Well, can you imagine if Coke pulled all its ads? Pepsi would be the number one drink, right? The Republican Party here is deliberately committed suicide, and that's why we're trying to fix it. So we've written an awful lot on the subject. I urge you to check out our website, HawaiiRepublicanAssembly.com, but we're losing on purpose. And there are people who would like the Republican Party to stay small, just big enough that they can say there's a two-party system in Hawaii.
Who do you think, when you say there are people, and I share the same thing, because sure. Ultimately what I'm interested in this discussion and the information about it is this. If we undermine the Republican Party and just have the vestige of it, doesn't have to have a complete body.
Just a shell.
Just a shell. Then the Democrats can do exactly what they could build a rail that bleeds people from here to eternity.
Yeah.
They could do. They could have a bogus campaign spending commission.
Yeah.
They could have no existing ethics commission. They could, and then, by the way, when Julio decides to move up to work at Hanabusa's or the congresswoman's office, then somebody else, Julio, then appoints his sister. So I don't believe they want to get rid of the Republican Party.
Oh, no.
Because if they did, then there wouldn't be anybody to blame. So
exactly.
The same-sex marriage, and we don't have to discuss the, but there seemed to have been a giant chorus, like millions of Republicans with authority and a voice, when in fact there was just a shell. Where did that chorus come from, that loud, boisterous... Where did it come from? Because there weren't that many...
Sure. I would answer you by also likening it to rail. When Stop Rail Now came around, and I helped run that, it was not... The party had zero to do with that. Zero to do with fighting rail, zero to do with same-sex marriage, zero to do with any of the big issues that have come along, tax increases, whatever. They are in stand-down mode, officially neutral. So... Any time that you see something that looks like a bunch of Republicans or conservatives rising up, they're not doing it out of the Kapi'olani Boulevard headquarters. They're not doing it out of any of the county parties, districts, or precincts. These are folks who have had to create from scratch their own networks outside of the GOP in hopes of, you know, putting up some kind of a fight on some issue of importance. And that's that whole recreating the wheel... In an external sense, where okay, you can't use the headquarters, you can't use their lists, you can't speak with the authority of the party, but you got to create some little side thing over here. It has no hope of working. I mean, if you think Republicans in Hawaii have an uphill enough battle just staying alive, it's even harder if you're not part of the party apparatus. Trying to create some kind of, let's say, okay, we're going to have to start from scratch. Let's go out to all the churches and let's find the religious people and conservatives and let's see if we can fight the same-sex marriage. Or let's get all the fiscal conservatives and libertarians. Let's try and piece something together to fight rail. Or get the anti-tax people, not with any party resources, not with any party legitimacy. And so it really becomes the Democrats calling the shots, the Republican Party in stand-down mode, and a bunch of poor saps out there trying to put up their own fight with zero resources and zero legitimacy.
Like Eric Grine.
I've met that guy. He wanted nothing to do with him. Never have him on your show.
So this is... Kim Pine, we've talked about this years back, and I mean, some people say, well, you just don't like her. Well, I don't know enough... about her to like her, and it's not my place to like or dislike someone. But when you're in public office, you become the things you do are deserving of a once over, a look over, or a pass by, or a second pass by, or an in-depth discovery, or you know, analysis of it. So I noticed that she is a Republican. Is she a registered Republican? What is she?
As recently as a few weeks ago, speaking on Pine's behalf, her finance chair assured us that they were all still card-carrying Republicans, mm-hmm. Kim and her inner circle of people.
So,
and the party's own Rules Committee chairman, Andrew Walden, said that she's a card-carrying member.
Okay, so here's what I want to get at. And there's been a discussion that Kurt Caldwell got her, was helping her fundraise.
That's true.
So this, I don't know if this speak to or give credence to the suspicion that rhinos in name or rhino you know. I have a name for the Democrats, too, the dinos.
Yes.
Dumb and no other, and just dishonest, however you want to, sure. You know. So it's,
right.
But, so Caldwell's giving her money. She's a Republican.
Yes.
But then I notice here, Kimberly Pine, I was just for the looks of it, to looking at her financials and all.
Yes.
Matthew Lopresti is a state representative Democrat, right?
And quite a progressive one, yes.
And progressive. So, Kimberly Pine, if you look on her financial disclosure with the Campaign Spending Commission, Kimberly Pine of Ever Beach, on 8/26/2016, donated $1,000 to Matthew Lopresti's.
That's right. And that was just one of several mega donations she made to Democrats in this election cycle that we know about, with more that we're going to probably find out about December 8th after the election when the rest of the reporting's done. So she's from my vantage point, gone to the dark side. You know, sometimes you watch a TV show, and mm-hmm. it's only in the final episode of the season that, you know, all the earth-shaking stuff happens, and you go, aha, that's what those clues meant. Well, the clues that we've seen about Pine and others like her were leading up to this point, mm-hmm. where at the last minute she's all in with the mm-hmm. Democrats. So mm-hmm. she's fundraising and helping Kirk Caldwell. He's helping her.
Mm-hmm.
She's helping all these Democrats. She has changed her position on issues like taxes and rail. And she's all in with the Democrat machine and Oahu's rail cartel of, you know, developers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you just look at the money, and not only is she in with the Democrats, but where does she get the money? It's from her campaign account, which is mm-hmm. loaded with money from the rail and the Democrats. And she's basically repurposing and re-gifting that money
mm-hmm.
To beat Republicans and keep them from winning.
Well, we'll go one by one. But,
but one by one, Matt Lopresti.
So Matt Lopresti, a Democrat,
mm-hmm.
receiving money from Kimberly Pine, a Republican.
Shocking.
So it invites these questions.
Yes.
What is it that he wants from her or she wants from him? I mean, politicians right. don't just give money. I mean, it's right. part of the bait.
For years, I've been advising people when I used to do political consulting. They'd say, now, if I move from the state legislature and I decide to run for city council, that's a step down, isn't it, to go from state down to city?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, have you looked at a map lately? There's only 9 city council districts on Oahu. These are huge districts. They're mm-hmm. bigger than any state senate district, bigger than any state house district. So if you get elected to a much larger district than you were in before, you're moving up. Now,
mm-hmm.
moving up means eventually you can move up to the level of all of Oahu and eventually mm-hmm. all of the state. So it's a gradual mm-hmm. process going up. So you get if you get enough people like Lopresti mm-hmm. and other candidates in your general region that now owe you
mm-hmm.
and they become some part of your political machine, and favors are owed and understandings are reached
mm-hmm.
and maybe volunteers are shared and donors come to the same fundraisers of you and them, and suddenly you have this thing, something to build on.
That kumbaya.
It's kumbaya, and they're holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't like to be exposed the way that you're doing it right now. So,
so
I'm looking for people showing up outside the door here.
Well, so here's another one. Cedric Gates, a new candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody have their eyes on him. And I want to do two things, or speak to it now and later. He called last week and made representation and took issue with the fact that we were talking about his citations that he had and speeding tickets and all. And he said that they were all occurred during his teenage years.
Mm.
When, in fact, some of them were as recent as this year in June.
Yes, I've seen that.
For right now, we'll leave it at that. But, you know, when there's a thing called integrity that mm-hmm. I hope to adhere to.
Oh, yeah.
And incorporate it in my show and my appearance here. And that is, so when someone calls up and vehemently,
yes,
argue, and especially in political position,
yeah,
to tell me that I'm not factual, then you've opened yourself up to a great debate,
yeah,
a one-sided debate, because right, the fact is, Ikokor shows that he has several citations and
yes,
violations, and they didn't occur when he was a teenager, and it wasn't when, you know, he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk more about it, but here we go. Kimberly Pine donated money to him, and he is Green Party slash under the fence Democrat.
Exactly.
Now, and by the way, every Democrat that got some money and influence is paying his way in, and you look at the people that donate money to him. So again, and then just recently, he was found to be the Campaign Spending Commission declared or determined that he'd failed to report donations in his earlier campaign.
Yes.
Now, personally, I saw that this young man was a great thing and was changing the fabric of politics, a young man. But
yes,
but when you arrive and now you'll be holding to everybody.
Yeah.
And they're, come on, get on the bus.
Yes.
You have no vision, no plan, and you haven't even gotten an office and you're behaving
right
like them.
Yes. Well, it's not hard to find people that are willing, let's just say it honestly, puppets for a political machine. Because think of the wonderful things that you get. I mean, imagine being handed a list of benefits for signing up. You know, you get your name in the paper and everyone's going to know you and they're going to make you feel good about yourself. You probably never have to pay for food that often.
Yeah.
They'll take care of you in all these great ways. Your ego's going to be stroked regularly. You're going to feel powerful. It's going to make up for everything that happened to you in high school and junior high when no one thought you were cool and all of a sudden everyone's talking about it. So, I mean,
yeah, you're the man, and everybody on that side of the island is calling to you, and no matter what their background is and what they do in life or the nefarious kinds and all that, you get swept up in the...
You do.
So here's the bottom line. Yeah. My concern is that community is once again... saw light at the end of the tunnel or some, quote, hope.
Yes.
And some have even equated him to the new Barack Obama. But, you know, come on. I mean.
That's a little thin.
That's like looking at me dance and say, you remind me of James Brown.
I was thinking more Maurice White from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I can't even hit those notes, but I like Earth, Wind, and Fire. But this is serious. This is an area.
Right.
That has always gotten the short end of the stick, so to speak, in Y&I and many issues. And then you think, wow, there's hope in this young man. And then you learn everything that you could do wrong. It seems that he has embraced it and done it wrong.
Well, I think when you called me today and asked me to be on the show, I think I remember saying something like this, which is, I kind of miss the good old days before West Oahu was being so developed, and all the crooked politicians were more in town because that's where you needed to buy them off to do zoning and to get this thing approved and that thing approved and whatever and law change. But now that West Oahu is where all the action is, I mean all the action, you know, the moment you pass the EVA off-ramp right to the end, that's where the money is getting made, you know, building hotels and developments, whatever. So the crooked politicians that you hear about in the newspaper now are all out that way, you know. That, and so, and now that with me living out there, it's really discomforting to know that I'm surrounded by so much crookedness and thievery by these guys. But, but you take a young impressionable guy like a Cedric Gates, who is just ready and willing to do whatever he's told by these
ripe
people.
Ripe for the picking.
Just ripe for the picking.
Low hanging fruit.
But going back to the thing that you discovered about his rap sheet with Ikort Kokua, with very, very recent stuff that he denies, the problem is if you've got a political machine and you got puppets like this guy, and I'm sorry if I'm hurting the feeling of him or his family if they're listening, but...
If there are strings attached and they're coming out of your back.
Right. But when they're young, they'll make these kind of mistakes, these amateurish mistakes, like telling you something that's completely untrue that you can easily look up and impeach them with, right? As they get older, like Pine, they learn how to pivot change the subject,
yes,
or issue the right kind of denial that's very conditional.
Block and bridge.
Exactly. So he'll learn those things eventually. He was working in Pine's office, as I understand, for a little while, and he's obviously been taken under the wing of the developers and the rail cartel and the Democrats out there. What's really interesting about this race in particular is this movement by the insiders to get Cedric Gates in there. Didn't just start yesterday. It started probably much, much earlier this year or last year. The only Democrat unseated from office in Hawaii, Joe Jordan, mm-hmm, is the one that this is now an open seat because she was beaten in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
Think about her. As I understand it, she's from the LGBT community, but she voted against same-sex marriage. She's part of the Democrat machine, but I think she voted against the rail tax. And mm-hmm, so she has these unusual voting patterns for someone that they typically control quite tightly with their votes. So they knew they had to get rid of her, and they knew they had to get one of their people in there. So the money just started to flow. It could be another just amateurish, youthful mistake on Cedric Gates' part and the older people that are, you know, running his campaign controlling him not to have reported those financial contributions.
Mm-hmm.
But everything in politics is about timing. He had to win that primary to oust Joe Jordan. It may not have been good for him to report those donations back when he was supposed to, because it could have been a campaign issue back then that he was being bought off by the big developers. I mean, for years, folks in the Leeward Coast have complained that politicians and, you know, get dump on them. They put landfills out there, terrible roads and everything else, and bad infrastructure. So they don't have a really good feeling out there on the Leeward Coast towards the state capital or mm-hmm, Honolulu Hale. And the last thing that, if they're going to vote for this guy, they need to hear is he's already been bought and paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping those kind of contributions on the down low may have been deliberate, may have been accidental, but it certainly wouldn't have been helpful for his election.
Friends of Kimberly Pine, friends of Miley Shimabukuro, friends of Mark Hashim, friends of Scott Psyche,
yeah,
friends of Sylvia Luke, Hawaii Committee on Political Education, AFL-CIO, Hawaii Regional Council of Carpenters,
yeah,
Regional Council of Carpenters again, HGEA, Political Contribution Account, ILWU. That's great.
Yeah.
I have no issue.
Free speech.
And money, and they can do that.
Yeah.
My concern is that looking at his total makeup, his integrity, and the yeah, willingness, I still think you, if you want to display your intelligence yeah, or intellect, do this. Call a talk show host and then challenge him and say, what you're saying is false.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the facts. And not bothering yourself with the facts as
oh,
they
yeah,
are just sitting there.
Oh, sure.
Breathing like a billboard saying Cedric Gates on June of 2016 had a citation for no driver's license, no safety check,
yeah,
or something to that effect. I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, then look as though a week before that, a different case
yeah,
of the same thing.
Yes.
And then others were speeding.
Yeah.
And so, again, maybe listeners out there might say, well, hell, that's a good thing because that shows that he's aggressive and eager to get to from point A to point B to service the people. To hell with the law. I'm going to serve the people. Right? The people's word got to be. It could be interpreted. And believe it or not, there's some of them out there will probably call me up and go, well, you know, he was in a hurry
yes,
because he working for us and yes, going to make things look better for us, you know, the yeah, brother. Get a brother a break. No.
I love Shabai, don't you? I mean, just load up my plate with it.
Now,
it's so good.
And if the Democrats were fair and equitable, they would say to him, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe you need to go and get a little more polishing because we can't incorporate you into our system.
Yes.
But that would be wrong of me to assume that the Democrats could think at that higher level to say and prune away bad growth. And this is something bad. I mean,
yeah,
it's not my judgment. It's yeah, just that, and then the, he also took issue with his brother. He said that it was his brother. And it sounded like he felt that he needed to, he could justify the actions that they had taken against the his opponent's representative or someone affiliated with his opponent. So all of that, and mind you now, I had blinders when it first came out on this radio show. I defended him, but I didn't know that he had that ability to. And then there are some people that, you know, he needs to get in. You know, he's a young black man.
Right.
Well, stop.
Right.
Let's start with an education. Let's start with the ability. Let's start with integrity. Let's start with a clean record. Let's start with all of that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, as a child, as a youngster, we do dumb things. I mean, I'd probably be dead if some of the things that I did when, you know, hanging from cliffs and all, and now I wouldn't dare. I ask myself, what were you thinking, you know?
Right.
But in this case, this is a public position, and also it's a need they're craving. Why and I, that coastal side, and as it's increasingly being developed, it needs someone to stand up and get the best deal for the people.
Yes, indeed.
Period.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't believe that Cedric Gates has the capacity. And that's to say the other one, too, hadn't demonstrated to me what he has. But I'm speaking specifically not from a political standpoint. I'm just saying for this individual.
Right.
He might get in, and likelihood that he will.
I'm afraid so. You know, there's two dynamics that I think are underlying all of this, and there's so many Cedric Gateses around the state, and they're on the mainland, too. One of them is voter cynicism.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us feel like we're very sophisticated because we chalk that up to all politicians lie. And so we think, well, therefore, I'm smart enough to understand this is how it is. Unfortunately, the second you say and think those things, you're making it okay. And the shock value is gone, and you've run out of reasons to resist it, you know, because, they all do that. Well, so you're saying it's going to, okay, then, you're not going to stop it. You're not going to put your foot down and say, this is unacceptable. And, you know, the reason why half of people are living paycheck to paycheck with the current political machine in place for six decades is because we don't put our foot down. We say, well, that's acceptable. And the other huge thing, and I promise you this isn't a reference to Trump or anything, we treat our politicians like celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities. Like, isn't it great that a black man gets in there? First of all, that has nothing to do with anything.
Especially if his name is Idi Amin.
There you go. They gave him the chance. Look what happened. But seriously, forget when they come to your house and they give you a pot holder with their logo on it or a recipe book. Forget the newsletters they send you and the constituent service they do, like they'll write a letter to some department to help get your lawn cut at the park or something. Their only job is to vote yes or no on the bills that come before them. That's it. Sometimes they write the bills, but whatever. But that's their job. Everything else is window dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guys who give Cedric Gates the money know that.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to help his image. They're willing to pay and invest to help craft his campaign and keep him going. But at the end of the day, all that matters is how they vote on the stuff that comes before them.
Right.
And they know how he's going to vote. He's proven himself to them that he's a player. He's going to do what they want. If he wants to stick around and continue the ego-stroking celebrity that he wants to become.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is when voters buy into that. You can forgive the politician for wanting to believe that. You can forgive the political consultants. You can even forgive the crooked news media that lets this go by. But gosh, when the voters swallow this garbage, that these guys are more than just the job we hired them to do, that's where the rot comes from. And they get away with it, and they get away with it.
And many of the attorneys in the state legislature also use their own law firm to write bills or get the contract or the monies paid to get that law firm to write the legislation. Then it's then brought back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know they're going to say, well, that's not true because I've actually spoken with some of the office workers in a couple of the state representative offices and disclose that to me. And you have the legislative section that writes, you know, that what's the office called, Legislative Bureau or...
Office of the Council Services at City Hall.
At City Hall.
At the state legislature, it's the... I forgot.
They do write, but others outside externally get to ink the bill. And so it's nothing like being, so how do you want me to vote on this? And it's not about a bag of money. It's about, as you say, stroking. What a perfect candidate.
Yeah.
You know, our man.
Oh, yeah.
Young, anxious, want to get in. So does everybody else because he's a young, up-and-coming, young man and vibrant.
Yeah.
And, let's put our money on him.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so they wouldn't put their money on Paluhi because he's a Republican.
Right.
And if you look at his, if you look at the amount of money he has collected, it's like I think
it's less than a mortgage payment.
It's less than two donors. so that tells me a lot that he's not presented himself in a fashion that they could use him, and he didn't have the little badge on him that says a little button that says "Stroke me here if you want me to wiggle."
Oh yeah,
and that's what I'm not. Speaking or advocating for him, but I looked at the two and I thought, God, this young man gets in, and he's already demonstrated his willingness to just outright call you a liar, on air, and I'll talk you, and it's like, wait, where have I seen this behavior before?
Yes,
Kim Pine, and you know what's so funny, and we're going to take a break here, but some of the behavior that I've witnessed in his behavior is identical to that of Kim Pines, and that we've dealt with her a long time ago, and what have you. And
he's been learning from the master.
Yeah, and he boastfully say that he worked with her.
Yes.
And Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And it's painful to think that expertise comes from standing in a photograph with...
It's a numbers game, dude, and if it works, it works, right? Yeah. You only need 50% of the vote plus one, and in most cases, these guys have so much money that they can sell the shallowest person, the shallowest set of issues, the shallowest solutions, and pure nothingness. It's just the Seinfeld of candidacies, you know, about nothing, and get away with it.
Yeah.
And truly, getting away with it is what underlies all of this. Mm-hmm. They've been doing it for years, and there's more and more people willing to want to be these micro-celebrities.
Let me ask you a question. And by the way, this is the Carol Cox Show. We're sitting here talking with Mr. Eric Rhine of HIRA, Hawaii Republican Assembly, and just discussing whatever's in politics here in Honolulu, Hawaii. The thought I gather from all of this with Kimberly Pine.
Yes.
Is she being set up through the machine, the Democratic machine? She obviously, her venom is diluted now. She will never stand up and speak as a Republican in opposition of anything that the Democrats do. Because she's so compromised.
And yes.
They know where her bones are buried and all of that. So she's done. I mean, if there's a Republican out there that think that she's a Republican, then I know why they're on the way like a dinosaur, extinct, because she can never proclaim. I don't think anybody would forgive her. A real true blood Republican.
A real one, yeah.
A real...
Let me just say, though, one caveat there. Unfortunately, Hawaii's Republican Party is so plagued with problems and so desperate and really so crooked, the top officers there, I'd still give it a 30 to 40% chance she might be next year's Lincoln Day dinner fundraiser speaker, despite all of this. But what you're saying is still 1,000% true. It makes no sense for her to be able to come back in the GOP fold after screwing this many Republican candidates to jumping into so many Democrat issues.
Yeah.
How do you even rationalize that?
Well, let me see if I can walk through this. I'm not a political...
How would Cedric Gates justify that if he had to speak for her?
Oh, my God. She's a good person, and I worked with her a year, and, that's where we would be stuck, you know?
There you go.
But I think here's where I'm trying to arrive with this point, and that is... I suspect that Kimberly Pine has political ambitions and aspirations, and I believe somewhere down the line, because they're so loose with their gifts, the Democratic Party, with our government, they're so loose with wheeling and dealing that I believe they've made a deal with her, something like, well, Kirk's going to run for governor, but if you support him and water down all the efforts and support me and support my people out there, I will let you and support you in running for mayor, or I will support you in running for Senate or House.
Yes.
And because what would they fear? They know where her bones are buried now, and they bought her off.
She
And she's brings with her a voting block.
Yeah.
But I think if it was a statewide, they'd see right through her.
It really depends, again, on the level of opposition there is. Mm-hmm. And with a neutered, helpless, neutral, silent Republican Party, and with a media, news media, that loves this stuff and will once in a while come up with some sensational story to justify their existence with it, seems critical of the machine but isn't, if there's no opposition, you get away with it. You might only get 55% of the vote, but you still win. Mm-hmm. If you're used to 60 or 70, that might be a bummer, but you know, you still win. So, going back to your earlier point, 100% agree. I have heard from as many sources as I can count on two hands that the fix is in, Caldwell for governor, Pine for mayor, and certainly she will owe it to the people that she is, this machine she's created beneath her with all these Democrats that she's funding, to maybe help pull them up, you know, and through the ranks.
But again, and we're going to talk about more of this in the next hour,
sure.
But I can't get past the fact that she's taking money and giving a Republican, giving money to Democrats to fight and run against Republicans. I'm sorry. I'm from Mississippi, and I beg all of you out there to, and I apologize for not being astute or sharp enough to understand this
one.
But
when we broke, Carol, when we broke this story at HIRA on our Facebook page and then with one of our newsletters, most people were too shocked to say anything. But those who did write back or comment were either disgusted because they understood it right away. But there's this core of supporters for her, Republicans, who absolutely reject the idea that it could be true. Mm-hmm. You provide these people with the link to the Campaign Spending Commission's website, show them the donations, and they still go, this has got to be a misunderstanding. These are word for word. This has got to be a mistake. Someone's twisting something. This couldn't happen. This isn't our Kim.
And Eric, you know, I don't trust it. And that's where we are.
Exactly.
That's why that's how you can plop down a rail.
Yes.
For billions of dollars that, and still don't know the total amount, and see behavior that is criminal and goes unprosecuted, unethical, goes unaddressed, and everything. And all we got out of this is that, well, you know, the police chief knocked over his mailbox or his uncle knocked over the mailbox, and I'm going to prosecute him, and I'm going to get him, and he should resign, and, you know.
Right.
And it's like if we had a viable Republican Party on one side of the aisle, they would say, whoa.
Exactly.
We smell a rat here, period.
Yes.
But instead, the only thing you have is Sam Sloan, one lonely light in the middle of the city.
Which might be extinguished soon.
Yeah, well, at the rate they're going, they're serving up Stanley Chang. And now, Stanley Chang and Cedric Gates.
Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. A double-sided coin.
Absolutely.
We'll be back shortly. This is the Carol Cox Show.
You're getting to be all that matters to me.
Stay tuned for the second half of the Carol Cox Show right after the news on KWAI Honolulu.
Me right here at KWAI 1080 AM from 9 o'clock to 11 AM on Sunday mornings. You can also catch us on podcasts at carolcox.com, CarolCox.com. You can also share your news tips with us at carolcox.com.
It's time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. My guest here is Mr. Eric Ryan of HIRA, the Hawaii Republican Assembly. And we're talking a little bit of politics. And, you know, I'm not that keen on politics because there are some real world activities out there. And, and I'm not good at chasing people that know how to hide money and take money and smile at the same time, kiss babies. It's kind of confusing. You don't know whether to get out handcuffs or give them roses. So anyway, welcome back, Eric.
Aloha.
Now, we talked about Matt Lopresi, yeah. and we theorized that that this Joe Jordan was actually set up.
I do. I would say it was a political assassination of her, longtime legislator, by her own party. And more importantly than the party, which is still just sort of a shell that's supposed to represent certain things, but the people who fund that party and its candidates, they wanted a change.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need a loose cannon out there that's not voting with them on the right way on the big issues. I mean, mm-hmm. she might be good, nice and consistent on the small stuff, but on the big issues, she was not one of them. So they've been setting up someone to run against her. And they don't just want to run and see what happens. They want to make it happen. That's mm-hmm. why so much money. I mean, you're looking at the list there printed out of the tons of money that just didn't accidentally fall into his checking account for the campaign. These guys, had to be corralled months ahead of time and said, look, it's time for a change. You call these people for some money. You call these people for some money. Let's have a fundraiser and let's make it all official. But this sort of stuff doesn't happen overnight. This is months and months mm-hmm. in the planning. And sometimes if you're trying to groom someone for this celebrity opportunity like Cedric Gates, you need to get them in the hopper early enough to get a little experience at City Hall that they can put on their resume and a little mm-hmm. experience with this nonprofit on their resume. And it's like, hey, you know, he hasn't made too many mistakes, you know. Mm-hmm. Bit of a rap sheet there with the driving, but and hopefully you won't make big mistakes during the campaign. But this is big money, driving big decisions, mm-hmm. and they want big results. And they assassinated politically Jo Jordan to make sure that she wouldn't get in the way again.
Mm-hmm. And when you see, one may argue and say, well, that's you're theorizing and you're paranoid. And I would say I, too, share the same paranoid concerns you have, or the streak of paranoia.
Hey, read the finance report, which you're doing.
Yeah.
Look at all that money.
And a lot of it came in, you know, in September. And so the reason that caught my eye is that Tim Vandeveer,
the new party chairman,
the new
Democrats.
Party chairman, plays good country and western music on public radio at nighttime on Sunday nights.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He has one of the finest shows there. I mean, sounds good. Good music. But well, you know, I spoke to Tim when the debate was about him deciding on what to do with Cedric.
Yes.
Because Cedric had failed to declare a Democrat. I don't understand the full thing that took place, but I asked him if he would be so kind to send me a copy of the final decision.
Yes.
Well, today, because, and this is, you know, I got the Gene Water treatment from the Democratic Party, and the Democrats too.
Nice.
Oh, no, you either got to kiss their hands or kiss their butts, the Democrats. You got to be part of their group. Really.
Well, you're leaving out the number one thing, which is it needs to serve their interest.
Yeah, well, right. But he didn't call me back, didn't give it, and the decision has been made. And
yeah.
So I was wondering, right. You see, how many phone calls that actually went to Tim,
yes.
directly or indirectly, from these donors who said, hey, Tim,
yeah.
this is our man.
We need you to lose the paperwork.
Yeah, or give him a... And so
right.
I understand that
yeah.
Tim told me that he was going to allow Cedric to co-author a response.
Well, that's generous.
Or something to that effect. So,
sure.
And yet, still, I never received anything. So,
political parties don't exist when they let rules get broken all the time, or maybe
right.
they do, because in this case, you had a guy who'd run before as a Green Party candidate,
mm-hmm,
Cedric
mm-hmm.
Gates. All of a sudden, in too short a time to satisfy the Democrat Party's rules, he is running as a Democrat. And they take that stuff seriously because they want to vet, you know, the kind of people that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or then again, you don't enforce the rules, so they can sneak in, blame some bureaucratic snafu, oh, we lost the paperwork, or we weren't tracking the fact that, you know, even though Joe Jordan is probably calling their office every day and filing complaints and being ignored, next thing you know, he's on the ballot as a Democrat, he wins. Too late to go back and turn back the clock and get her back in, right?
Well,
he won the election.
If by chance she would ever listen to this show, I would say to her,
yeah,
you were too much of a phantom. You were too shy. You were too reluctant.
Yes.
And you didn't speak to people like me. I mean, I'm not all that and then some,
yeah.
but I do know that three people listen to my show.
Yeah.
And they can write and read, and they're intellectually motivated.
For so, when I'm listening.
And then you now, I recruited yeah. you. I mean, I got to negotiate how much I pay you to listen.
Ah.
But no, again, our early listeners coming in probably go, what are they talking about?
Yes.
Or Carol Cox is off his rockers and making these allegations.
Right.
What Carol Cox is concerned with is this.
Yeah.
The state of affairs in this state when it comes to politics, we can have, for example, a recent article about slaves on the fishing ship.
Yeah.
And yet, every Democrat on this planet that has anything that gets up in the morning and washes the mucus out of his eyes
yes.
or her hair or whatever, yeah. know that this fishing industry is here, and then why would they set the fishermen up to be subjected to such claims?
Yes.
And now all of a sudden, oh, we're going to fix it. Well, wait.
Right.
The article said it was slaves, so you're going to fix it that quick?
Yes.
So, you know, if I was a fisherman, I would be boiling about right now because you impugn the integrity worldwide, right?
Yes.
Your fish, I'd like to have ahi. Yeah. Oh, that was caught by slaves. Yeah, the real slave masters are in our Democratic Party because the Republican Party has no... So Gene Ward, I mean, I think you only see Gene Ward at nighttime when he's walking for exercise with his cute Bobby socks on and walking around. And then you might see someone allow him to put a poster, a banner larger than life in Hawaii Kai.
Right.
But don't dare call him. But if you want to go to ALEC now and you want to... farmers' rights and voter rights for blacks and all. Gene Ward is high on ALEC and that area.
Oh yes,
and
the
we'll
legislative bureau, right?
Looks like there's somebody want to call and curse you out. So hold on, caller. Thank you for calling. Go ahead. You have a comment or question?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I am a political party. I am listening, taking notes. I have one or two questions. I understand values, ethics, morality. They have not two, vision, mission, statement, and so forth. And now my question is this. If one person wanted not just to support another person, but wanted to start a movement, what would you help that person with? I'll stay on the line to listen.
Well, it's a great question. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, which is if you don't see a political party or organization in existence already, how do you combat and get in the fight in a significant enough way to make a difference? Now, just so I can understand your take, do you have particular issues or values that you're wanting to see advanced? That would help me in answering.
Yes, absolutely. I do not vote a party. I never did.
Sure.
Possibly vote a person, but most important to me is an issue, and not almost irregardless of the other issues, but they are important. For me, it is rail. Followed it for 8 years. Have testified before the city council and the state. Have sent out many documents. Have hundreds of documents here, and I'm working this week tomorrow with Ernie Martin and with others who are concerned about the reality of our government today.
Sure.
Opposed to the Democrats, opposed to the Republicans, opposed to the independents, perhaps Green Party on their issues. That is who I am.
Okay, let's go back to your question, and then we have another call, but
You ask what should you do?
Well, this is what I would prescribe. First of all, you step back, and if you are affiliated with a party, you divest yourself of that affiliation, number one. Number two, you look inward and see that can you look at Kimberly Pine, who has always been nice to you and a real nice person, can you discern this is the political concern I'm worried about, so I don't share her values, I don't share her the way, and I don't appreciate it. And then nepotism. If are you willing to say to your relatives, look, you seem to have able to get a job, and your friends get jobs because you know someone. And then you must identify and deal with this and divest yourself of this, not you per se, but what you do is to say, that when you say, what is a good guy? Well, okay, he kissed babies and shake hands. But what really can he do? And then partisan. Can you look at a person and say that you might want to create a new party, but are you going to provide that strip that person down and say, look, you're for the people. This is the Constitution. You cannot have emails, extra email addresses on a private serve dealing with public matters. And then in turn, conduct business, and we will never have any transparency. So you got to say all of those things. But I think what plagues Hawaii is that everybody got a friend in government, and everybody has something scratching the back of the other. Until we get rid of that and call it what it is, you're going to live in a soup that's sour. It's no good.
Could I get the addresses and or from Eric?
Yeah, thank you. We would invite you to consider joining us at the HawaiiRepublicanAssembly.com, all spelled out, HawaiiRepublicanAssembly.com.
Okay.
And let me give you a take on something you said about going down to City Hall and Ernie Martin and all that. I think a real educated, sophisticated person, I think you probably fit this mold, know that when you go down to the city council or you go to Congress or you go to state legislature especially, and you see them having hearings in committees, and they're sitting there listening to people give testimony, and they're sitting there maybe discussing a little bit about the bills. An educated person knows they're not really influenced by any of that testimony. They're not sitting there weighing the pros and cons. This decision's already been made. That is all for show. It's been proven time and time again. I mean, you don't need WikiLeaks to find out that these decisions are made behind closed doors with the donors, you know, consulted with powerful, you know, political people. So I have to start with the most pathetic description of your and my situation, which is we are powerless against this. The number one reason we are powerless against it is, and I can tell you, I was the campaign manager for Stop Rail Now, for instance, zero support from the Republican Party. And any other major issue that comes along, zero support from that one party that you think, on balance, from everything you've ever heard about the GOP, would be there for you. But the cavalry is not coming. They are deliberately standing down. And, for instance, like I live in Eva Beach. This issue is personally very close to me that Carol raises about Matt Lopresti and Republican Kim Pine donating to this Democrat to beat a much more qualified Republican named Brian Jeremiah. Now, you look at Lopresti's voting record, and I won't get into great detail, but I'm sure he hears from people like me who submit testimony and go to hearings and what have you, doesn't care, because he'll still vote to help his friends in the Democrat caucus get the money over to this neighbor island thing, the folks at the rail cartel to tax us to death, you know, for the rail system, even though we're barely making our mortgage payments in Eva Beach. Doesn't care, because if he can make the numbers add up, X amount coming into his campaign on enough of a regular basis he can fight off an opponent, as he's trying to do now with Kim Pine's help, then that's a good thing. As terrible as Matt Lopresti's voting record is for the people of Eva Beach, horrible, and his opponent, Brian Jeremiah, would be much better. This Lopresti guy has the potential to get reelected for the rest of his life because he's playing ball with these guys, and he's cutting the deals, and he's got Joe Suki, you know, with his hand up the back of Lopresti's shirt, and now he's got Kim Pine over there with her hand up the back of his shirt. And so you can't explain the answer to your question, what do we do, which is a wonderful question, what do we do, without understanding how tragic our current circumstances are. Mm-hmm. And that's how tragic it is. Reason that we do what we do at Hire, thank you very much, is because we know we need to fix the GOP to get it in the game if we're ever going to be the checks and balances Hawaii needs. My goal is that we become the majority party, but it ain't going to happen with the people that run the party. We're never going to take on this giant machine that's pushing rail and everything else and these crooked politicians down our throats.
And your Republican friend who sits there and take the money and then go speak out for the rail, Kimberly Pine.
It's so generous of her to repurpose that money from the rail cartel to her friends on the Democrat side and tell us what we want to hear. She's got, like, the Charles DeJoux thing down.
Yeah.
Every other sentence she'll describe herself as a fiscal conservative while
right.
she's stabbing you in the gut with a shiv.
And handing the money that bleeds out to a Democrat.
Exactly.
Now, that's the American way. We can be chameleonic, you know.
Oh, yeah. All 50 states suffer from the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just we happen to be worse than the rest. We're also getting screwed the most. We're hurting the most paycheck to paycheck. And we vote the least.
Yeah.
So they've really got us by the you-know-whats.
I don't know what. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, caller.
Can't say it on the radio.
Appreciate it, caller.
a magnificent program. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye. Happy Sunday to you.
Caller, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your comments or questions.
Yes, I just wondered if you gentlemen had noticed that they're saying on CNN that Hillary Clinton no longer has 270. And, you know, if this holds, this looks like the race will move into the House of Representatives, and there are more R's in the House of Representatives than D's.
That's true.
So, you know, all this time they were saying Trump never had a path to victory, but it appears that he does. I just wonder what your reaction was.
Well, my reaction was, oh no! My God! What the heck is going on? No, look, it is what it is, and we're sitting here and talking about a mini Democratic Party, but the bigger Democratic Party should have seen this coming. They've squatted on everybody there is. Hillary Clinton couldn't find herself to bring herself to talking about real issues that impact black people and Latinos and all. So historically, they've taken us for granted. And so eventually, you people that are intelligent and intellectually motivated will make their own decisions. And you know, just a little description, and I know some people hear this and they say, how dare, he must be a Black Panther or something worse. But Vernon Jordan was close to the Clintons, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what was his role? He was surrogate for Bill Clinton to go out and nurse Monica Lewinsky to obtain a job. It was disclosed. The executive secretary, hit the blue dress with the stains, right? But how many African Americans were prominently appointed or fixed in the Clinton administration? And so I've personally been offended by that. It's not just starting in this election. And I believe that it is quite possible that Donald Trump would win and because of this behavior. And then to make matters worse, just recent now, you see that Donna Brazile, the quote, what was she?
CNN commentator.
Political analyst. And what did she finally end up doing?
Well, she gave the Clinton campaign question.
So as an African American, or a black person, or a Negro, or whatever folks want to mean to call myself, I would submit to you is that this is consistent, and these are the kinds of things that we witness, and that Donald, all we could be used for is this nefarious behavior or this kind of. We're not prominent now. Ron Brown was appointed by Clinton, but he died in a horrendous air crash. But you understand, so that's mine. Now, Eric, you take it away and get celebrating. I'm going to get over in the corner and cry.
Well, sir, I'm glad you called. I didn't see that latest CNN report. I have to admit to not being a regular CNN viewer, but I do get the news alerts on my phone. This is a weird election year, and if you put aside the tragic details of both candidates and you put aside even what side you're on partisan-wise, we're going to see that the Democrats with Hillary Clinton have far outspent Trump in trying to get this office. And they had to keep the masses down who were very upset with what's going on. You know, I mean, without diving too deep, you know, I mean, the move from full-time jobs to part-time jobs, high pay to low pay, and cost of living going through the roof, and then just lots of terrible things all around us on the social, fiscal, national security front. So they had to spend a lot of money to push this woman in through the White House door. They certainly hoped that it wouldn't start unraveling the way it has. Before even WikiLeaks, there was the revelation that Obamacare premiums are going, you know, way up, 25% up to 200% or something. And so, and the fact that she's a big phony is something even her biggest supporters, realize, you know,
right.
And you see that in the WikiLeaks.
That a lot of them think she's, you know, just like you said, that she's, you know, what WikiLeaks has shown me is she hangs out with some of the most despicable, low-life, scum
Like David Dukes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now, hold on. Let me toss. Now that I've said the other part of this, let me just submit.
We're in trouble now.
That now, this is what you see nationally is the Republican Party here practices the same thing. That's why their ass is missing in action now because the dysfunctional. The Republican Party, and you listen to this show because you are level-headed and you like me and you like the things I say and you agree with me 100%. But
pretty true, though, really.
Yeah, but the reality is this. We as good Americans can't sit here and play games with ourselves and dance around the real issues. The Republican that we've seen for the last 8 years is as vicious as any snake that I've ever met in my life. They fought everything, and Obama nominated a guy that is a Republican for the Supreme Court Justice. So let's not get too far away from the center line and realize that the bigotry and the racism that is portrayed and projected and practiced by the Republican Party contribute to some of this behavior and what we see today and this, I'm going to take my country back and we're going to make America great again. Well, I'm a soldier, and I was a soldier, too. I just don't go around bragging about it. I served my country, and that's the extent of it. I don't think it owes me anything. And
yeah,
so,
I agree, me too.
But let's be honest now, because there were declarations that this will be his Waterloo. We will never work with him and all of that. So if we're going to talk about mending fences and fixing things, let's not decide and go away thinking that the Republicans got clean hands in this whole process. Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Okay, as long as we stay that and know that it's a reality that right now as we speak, there are court cases and just yesterday and the day before, the courts have ruled that voting activities to prevent blacks from voting and others from voting is a reality projected by the Republicans. So let's not get too carried away.
Absolutely. Okay. Voter suppression is alive and well in the United States. I mean, if you were to go to Amazon Books right now and just Google voter suppression, you'd find a dozen books written in the last 4 or 5 years on this.
But
highly scholarly, well-written. I just finished one called Give Us the Ballot by Ari Berman. He's a voter suppression expert.
Mm-hmm.
It's alive and well.
So, go ahead.
I just say that once upon a time, there really were people who actually acted on their what we call racism. These days, my take on voter suppression is still just the same as the way that the money flows in Hawaii. It's a numbers game to get your people in.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much let's keep the black people down like you would have thought 50, 60 years ago. It may resemble it in the same way that the technique's being used, but right now, it's just about making the numbers add up.
But it would have the same effect.
It has the same effect, but just not the same purpose.
Well, it doesn't matter what purpose the Republican is.
Well, hang on a sec. Let's be honest here.
Yeah.
If you listen to black radio stations on the mainland,
there's such a
and the nasty anti-Republican ads full of garbage that get spewed specifically for that demographic, that audience, that is just vitriolic and hateful and misleading, et cetera, et cetera. Two can play at that game.
Right.
And it's all just about getting the numbers. Okay, we need this district to vote with us. We think we can get 60% of that. If we can get higher than 47% there and cobble it together with 30% there and 70% there, we can make it add up to win. So it's really more just about the winning for the sake of the ultimate prize, which is how these people vote on stuff.
Well,
it's not so much white America versus everyone else.
You're right. It's never been a declaration of war or a fight, so the bell never rang. But it would be the equivalent or tantamount to you taking a shotgun and going to a crowded stadium, and you see my ugly face, and you want to take me out, so you take a shotgun and just shoot, and you hit everybody else, and your declaration is, I'm not guilty of shooting the other people. I was only targeting Carol Cox. So, in other words, that is kind of
a Republican approach. I would clip that bit of audio tape, take it down to Kim Pine's office, and she'd hire you as a speechwriter tomorrow with that kind of spin.
No, anyway. That's not spin. That's,
well, I hear what you're saying.
See, I don't have any partisan relationship with anything,
right.
and I'm saying to you that
right.
if someone cause and effect,
yeah.
right, if the Republicans are too damn stupid to know that when you take an action, they may want something from that action.
Sure.
But they, if it has a detrimental effect on others and, and impedes their right and access to the voting polls, I don't give a damn what your explanation is. It's wrong.
Well, let me hit you with just this one thing.
No, no.
The biggest trouble that people who claim that there's voter suppression have in convincing others that there is.
But then the courts are wrong and they just ruled that there's vote suppression.
Well, that's like saying one judge in one place told you something. No. But let me just get this out there, which is the biggest downfall of the voter suppression advocates that are saying it's happening is that they are so adamant that you shouldn't have to bring an ID to vote or show an ID ever in the voting process. Just show up with a piece of paper scribbled on it that said you paid your electric bill at the most, or just let's take your word for it. The idea that so much in life requires you to show an ID, but voting, they want to be able to get away with busing people in, take our word for it, that's our ballot, and letting us vote. The day that people saying that there's this great conspiracy of voter suppression, the day that they move away from that horrible position that you shouldn't need an ID, is the day they might get taken more seriously. I'm just being honest.
Well,
the idea that you don't need an ID to vote is nuts.
That's only one aspect of voter suppression. There's a lot of others.
Yeah, but anyone can sign up for an absentee ballot, mail it in,
let me say
and
this.
There's no problem.
Let me ask this question.
That's only part of it.
Who in the Republican Party has the authority to play God when it comes to the Constitution? If you if you deprive one person in your orchestrated efforts, you're wrong, because every single person in this country that is a legal citizen is afforded the protection of the Constitution, the voter, the rights,
completely
the
agree.
Vote. So there is absolutely no way you can bend, fold, stroke, and then modify it and say that a portion of this is right because what we sought to obtain or acquire. It's just ludicrous. And this is why we see, and Herman the Monster, whatever the little Eddie on your Republican leader right now.
You call him Eddie Monster? Rex Priebus.
No, that's a different one. That's Ryan.
Oh, Paul Ryan.
Your cousin. Oh.
Yes, from another mother.
Yeah. No, but Eric, here's the truth.
Yeah.
If you violate any person's rights and prevent them from voting and exercising their right, it's wrong. And it doesn't matter what the grandiose scheme is, it's still wrong. And until if Republicans were to incorporate that kind of thing, that every little man matters, I think they'd be ahead tomorrow morning.
Well,
they never convey that message.
Well, I'll tell you, my area is Hawaii, and in Hawaii, we're not conveying any message. So if you're going to drag me into the national issues, that probably deserves another show. The caller is right, though, that that things are really crazy here in the final few days of this election. My phone just said that the breaking news is FBI Director Comey has said, despite the new evidence, he's still sticking with the decision that there's no crime here. So,
but it got its effect.
It got its effect. But the newest October surprise, still with 2 days till Election Day, is it's no big deal.
Trump hollered fire in the crowded theater, and everybody ran out and trampled people to death. And then the FBI comes back and say, "Oh, there was no fire. Everything's okay." Well, what are you going to say to the people that's dead?
Well, it's the same thing. What do you say to all the people that maybe falsely accused Trump of being rapists and molesters?
Well, we don't
and their
yet.
Stories have unraveled.
That story hadn't played out.
But some of them have.
There is one scheduled to be heard for rape, and that's a trial.
Actually,
Hold on.
I heard that went away.
Caller, go ahead with your comment or question. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead with
Carol.
Yes.
This is me, DeMarc.
Yes.
Connor, my name, DeMarc Connor,
Okay.
Yeah, convicted sex offender, rehabilitated, living on the west side.
What you got for us?
Now that we got that out of the way, let's get back to the local politics, So, last week's show, Drew denied it. Cedric, he denied that his traffic tickets were recent, and now we got the evidence that it is.
Yeah.
2015, 2016, so to allow people like that to, he's not even in office yet, and he sounds like a politician. I read that article yesterday in the paper, and he sounds just like a seasoned vet in the, as a politician. And I take full responsibility. He didn't take full responsibility until he got busted. You know, and what's sad about it is it was done just prior to the primary. You know, he hid that fact so conveniently, you know, prior to the primary against Joe Jordan. And for me, I think that's a shame. The Democratic Party, that's why I resigned from there. And I resigned primarily because of Cedric. He said I could be in trouble with the party because I supported Mark. I said, okay. I went in. I filed my resignation, sent it to him, and said, here you go. You know what I mean? It was that just that simple.
Okay.
You know, the Democratic Party purports itself to be democratic. You know, that means freedom of speech. No, it doesn't exist if you attack them, you know.
Or if you just, you're not, when you say attack them, you're not, I don't recall you attacking them. I think all you did was to convey what the facts were and claims that he, which controverted what he claimed.
Right. You know, I was just bringing to light to all people to understand that Wainwright deserves the best representation that they can get.
Amen.
And if somebody's already in the pocket of developers, oh, come on, man. But to me, it's a bigger issue. It's not so much that he hit that fact. It's big because he took out Joe Jordan based upon that deception, you know, that willingness to hide that information. Because I believe the voters would have went swing for Joe had he exposed himself then that he was in the bed with the developer. Now, I sent you an email to you. I forwarded it to you. There's a big scrap right now going on this morning, just on the neighborhood board. You know, one neighborhood board member, you know, voices displeasure about Cedric being deceptive and hiding that scrap from the neighborhood board, but he publicly said that he doesn't support the Makaha project. You know what I mean? And then now, Cedric's supporter on the board came back and fired him. So it's blowing up to be nasty. And this is a man that said he wants to unify Wainwright. You know, Wainwright was unified prior to you making a statement. But, you know, when you have people being deceptive as to what their true intentions are,
right.
You know, and getting people to vote for them under the false presumption that he's not for development, well, he hid that fact that he is.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a problem.
Well, but
he's not even in office yet.
Well, Caller, you nailed it on the head. I mean, we already have the signs that he's willing to lie, willing to be deceptive, and what you picked on at the beginning of your call, picked up on it was his slickness. He's already got that slickness, that slipperiness that usually it takes years to acquire, but young people are very very smart these days. They watch YouTube and they can learn how to play a guitar in 5 minutes and they can watch a speech. And he's been schooled extremely well. We know who the people are. But you also, interesting experience that you had with the Democrat Party and that resistance they had to you calling out things and taking, you know, an alternate point of view. I'll tell you my experience with the Hawaii Republican Assembly. We're trying to fix a lot of corruption in the Hawaii GOP. Same exact experience, but they took it to a new level. Not only did they organize just nastiness about us, trying to tell all their members that we're terrible and we're this or that. They actually, the Republican Party, they pulled a very Kim Pine move. They hired a Democrat union lawyer to send us a letter saying they're going to sue us if we didn't shut down, shut up, and go away and stop even calling ourselves Republicans. And that's the extent to which even the weakest little political operation like the Hawaii GOP will go to keep reform from happening, to keep a new an alternate voice from being heard. And don't mean to capitalize on your call like this, but HIRA, Hawaii Republican Assembly, is organizing right now because we know this election is going to be a disaster. It's going to be a disaster for Republicans. It's going to be a disaster for independents who hope.
Hey, so let me just get in there.
Please.
So I think the Republican Party will do very well if they will follow the lead of Andrea Tupola, because she don't pay that. She don't do, all she do is work. You know what I mean? She roll up her sleeve and she get out there and she crack her butt. You know what I mean? For our community.
Well, she's.
So I got a new brand. I got a new brand for this type of Republicanism.
What's it called?
Mavericks. You know what I mean? The ones that, remember that show by with James Gunner?
Sure do.
They're Mavericks.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? And they don't play the politics and the hateful campaigns and all that kind of stuff. They just keep quiet and do the work. You know what I mean? They're out there doing the work.
It's a great name for it.
And putting people, then truly, you know, putting people before politics. That's a real deal. Not just saying that, but actually doing that. You know, and I'm not a Republican either.
Hold on. Eric has a comment.
If I may, I just want to say I agree with the Maverick branding and the reality that underpins it completely. The Maverick that you're speaking about in question, Andrea Tupola, don't know her, do like a number of the votes that she's taken, do like how she really works hard for community. I think we're going to find out 1 month after the election, when Kim Pine has to file her new report, that she probably, Pine, donated to the Democrat running against Tupola as well. Miss, I think, Staceland Eli, I think is her name.
Can I mention one more thing?
Real quick.
I looked at the Democrats running in this district, and I see the same consistent theme. HGEA and AFL-CIO.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the connection between the two.
Sure.
Yeah, but okay.
They're one in the same. Okay. They're controlled by one in the same one-man power house. Okay. That's Randy Ferreira.
Okay.
Support right there.
Oh,
that's
sure. Well, there's 76 members of the state legislatures, right. 25 in the state Senate, 51 in the state House, and that's really not that many people you need to control to have your will done as a special interest group. And what's weird is just a few years ago, the unions would donate to one type of candidate, developers would donate to another type of candidate, and some big business interests would donate to another. Now they're finding common ground. They're able to donate to the same candidates, even though they were on opposite sides of issues before, because if they craft the bills just right, the projects just right, everybody gets their cut that donated to these candidates. They'll get the big union jobs, they'll get the kickback. Exactly, and that's just a big example of what happens even at the smaller level, and people are making big bucks. And that's the reason why the regular guy who's not part of the machine gets squeezed, because who's going to pay to enrich all these people and give them their piece of the pie? And I'll tell you from experience, it doesn't cost that much money to buy people off. Sometimes someone's struggling just enough to make a mortgage payment, you throw a little money or job or something their way, and they're your friend for life. And you talk about the billions involved with rail, or just even the hundreds of millions involved in other projects and other decisions that get made. Okay, usually that's a place that only can build one family, you know, one-story homes, but we'll let you build a 500-story, you know, whatever, you know, and all of a sudden we'll rezone it for that. And so all of that money that's flying around is how everyone got so corrupted. And
right.
And you get a Cedric Gates who probably isn't going to speak up for people like you once he's in. So,
well,
good call.
Well, you know, and we're going to be closing call, but as far as Andrea Tupola and all of that, it bothers me when, you know, we're talking about the illness within the voting and the political system, and then we find our way of praising one of them. She is, the only thing I know about her, and it isn't much, is that she's really good at Facebook.
Yeah.
And what has she delivered? You're still going backwards, ass backwards in traffic out there.
Yeah.
You still got all the woes that you had the day she came on scene the first time.
Right.
So I think that, going back to the other caller who said, what would he say we do?
Right.
Start treating each politician as a person that is a public servant and not a damn
celebrity. Yeah.
You know, and if you get away from that, you're going to see the full movie.
Sure.
It's going to play out, and you're going to be happy with the ending.
Yes.
But, you know, this, he's a nice guy. Well, Brian Jeremiah is a nice guy, but Pa Luhi is a nice guy.
Right.
But there's also one thing that where do they stand on same-sex and gay marriage and all of that? Where?
Yes.
You know, and they don't really want to speak, and they don't want you to get them cornered because, so my vote on all of them is they just...
Right.
You're just like the Cedric gates because we don't know where you're going to go.
Exactly.
And you did leave, you stood silent. You didn't speak out on lesbian, gays,
right.
And you know, and same-sex issues.
Right.
And homeless issues and all. So, again,
right.
Because you don't like socialism.
Right. Well, let me pick up on something you just said about Andrea Tupola. I do not know her. I've looked at her voting record a bit or whatever. She is an example of someone who had to create their own brand and celebrity, despite the fact that she's probably going to be on the losing side of most of the issues in a Democrat-dominated legislature. The key to her success politically has to be about not the fact that she's on the losing side of all these issues, mm-hmm. but that she's good at Facebook. She goes to the community and organizes litter pickups. That's not their job. It's not their job to organize a beach cleanup.
Right.
No, well, hang on. You've talked a lot. Let me just get this in there, is that because the GOP in Hawaii is so incredibly weak and deliberately so, and we're trying to fix that, but they are, you end up with these politicians like a Pine, and I'm not trying to join her in Tupola, but who have to create their own brand, create their own networks, and get elected based on how nice their shirt is or their website or their brochures, as opposed to a community that takes its voting seriously and says, we have elections every 2 years. I want to know how you voted on all this stuff. I want to know what you're going to do in the future. I'm being really detailed instead of, I like that person. Or they make a really nice calendar, and we have it on our refrigerator.
I've said it a long time ago that the problem is, with Tupola, give you a perfect example.
Okay.
There's PCB laying in the soil in Miley area.
Okay.
I call her up thinking that she being a representative of Facebook, and I tell her about it, and she know what she tells me?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy that worked for the Navy formerly said that it's all been cleaned up. And I'm on the phone talking with the U.S. Coast Guard people in the State Health Department.
Sure.
Trying to figure out when are they going to allow the $1.6 million to clean up the PCBs.
Sure.
And so she blew me off. But again, it's a Republican mentality, too. I invited Jeremiah on the show, right?
Okay.
Got to go to church. I invited Pa'aluhi. Got to go to church, right? Invited Cedric. Oh, his sister got sick and then one or three times, whatever, right?
Yes.
So they all got the same game, and I stay away from that, and I say this. Let's see what they really fight about.
Yeah.
Going on Facebook, that's just a medium and a method of getting your message. But what is your method?
Yeah.
What is your message?
Right.
An empty, you know, real quick, I accidentally turned him off.
Oh.
Caller, go ahead with your comment or question. We got about 4 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I know I got cut off again. But anyway, so I think the record for Andrea speaks for itself, but we're there. We're part of, you know, the whole thing to clean up outside and get involved with improving the quality of life on outside. And, if there's things that need to be taken care of, then we need to work on doing that.
Yeah.
But at least she's actually out there doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you can see it. It's all right there out in the open. You know, open and transparent. There's nothing hidden about Andrea Tupola. She ain't in nobody's pocket.
Okay, I'm not going to spend my time defending or promoting her. If she's that good, then she should get on the phone and call me and come on the show. I mean, let her tell her own story.
Yeah,
Not
everybody is corrupt.
Right. Well, no problem. We're not questioning.
But if there's one thing that I'm sure is on her mind right now, it's that she, her friend Mark Pa'aluhi, her friend Brian Jeremiah, and these Republicans are under total attack, shock and awe, money attack right now. So they're probably that feeling of powerlessness, we're under siege. My reason for being here on the show is to talk all these issues with Carol, but my selfish interest is, imagine if there was a strong Republican Party here that helped amplify the concerns of people and outed the corruption and helped educate and persuade people on issues that deserve attention. We don't have that deliberately so because the Democrats have just taken over our party and kept it weak. So if there's anyone out there who wants to join the Hawaii Republican Assembly and take back the GOP, We're doing it right now over the next few weeks and months.
Right.
Visit HawaiiRepublicanAssembly.com and subscribe to our newsletter and let us know how we can get in touch with you. But these people are under siege. The last few people that are willing to vote against the machine are targeted for extinction.
Here's what I would like to inject. If, and I agree with you, any healthy reinforcement of the troops is fine.
Yeah.
But let's... You must also own up to people like Gene Ward and Sam Sloan and those guys that are holding position and doing nothing. They're serving themselves. So it's not about all of what the Democrats are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Why not you not trying to thrust them out?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Carol.
I've never
resisted talking about this. I am really angry at people who call themselves party leaders, no matter who they are, if they're actual physical officers of the party or elected Republicans or just key people, VIP Republicans, who have been part of this conspiracy of do-nothingness and silence, which ultimately is very self-serving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I hope Sam gets reelected. I like the way he votes generally, but he even calls himself the Lone Ranger. And seems to enjoy being the lone guy in the state senate, and that's a sort of a celebrity in and of itself. I wish that he was out there spending all his time getting.
He doesn't get reelected.
Well, it would be really nice if he got out there and did everything he could to fix the party so that he had 12 or 13 other colleagues in the state senate, so
right.
He wasn't constantly losing.
Nurturing relationships and new people,
right.
And what have you. Not.
But instead, what we have, and a great example is like Beth Fukumoto of Mililani. She became, like Linda Lingle and Kim Pine, a big fish in this small pond. She gets known. She gets elected. She makes friends across the aisle. And then she defects with a vengeance, you know? and so we're by not even vetting the kind of people we're hanging out with and by letting Democrats and liberals run our party, we're dead forever.
Hold on. Carla, go ahead.
Yeah,
with it.
Anyway.
Okay.
No, I really appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Anytime.
Good luck on Tuesday.
With respect to Cedric, because he called me a liar. Now, it's good to call the next con a liar because everybody will buy into that narrative. But now that we know that he did lie on your show, he hid the facts, and he hid the campaign donations by the developers, and he's not even in office yet.
Yeah.
What's
going to
happen when you get in office?
I agree. I have the same questions. So thank you. We're down to the last minute. So
right,
I accidentally cut
lot,
off
man.
Another. Anytime. There was another caller. But anyway.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
You got to come back. I mean, caller, real quick, with your comment or question.
Yeah, so I ask?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the best thing that anybody could do to be both Caldwell out of office. Stop this rail thing or disrupt it anyway, but I wish that more effort would have been put into doing that.
Well, we're going to come back in another week or so, well, maybe after the election.
That subject alone is a two-hour topic of conversation.
Well, you and I got to talk some more. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
I appreciate really? You, Eric, for coming in and taking the time, and we'll You pick the time.
It's been a very nice Sunday morning. Thank you for having
me. Let
me
know
over.
When you want to come back in the very near future, after the election, because there's a lot to be said and done. And we all got to be just straight up with ourselves. A good, healthy, vibrant Republican Party will be checks and balances across the aisle. Without that, we're going to have another rail or something else.
You know they're up to something. Yeah. I appreciate you being a straight shooter, Carol.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later, and we appreciate you listening, folks. And give your connection real quick.
Thank you. HawaiiRepublicanAssembly.com or Hawaii Republican Action on Facebook.
Aloha, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Mahalo.
This has been the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sundays at 9 a.m. on K108. Tune in again next week, Sunday at 9 a.m. to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 a.m. KWAI Honolulu.